It's a really important time for board members, and that's why we also do two kinds of public comment, the formal public comment you heard tonight, and then the informal public comment around a meal, because we've learned that people are more likely to talk with us in a relational environment, especially if there's food. And so we get some of our best information and our ideas and really connect with people that way. And so that's kind of the context of what's been happening today and will continue to happen tomorrow and Thursday morning.
And when board members are kind of prompted to advocate for something, what specifically in advocacy does that mean?
It's actually not advocating for. It's advocating with. What that turns into is us working with constituents to not only speak about the importance of the program and advocate for funding at the state level, but also in this environment we're working in now, at the federal level, at the local community level, and then also to work with communities to understand that the treatment services for addiction or mental illness are healthcare services, just like healthcare services for broken bones and for cancer and for diabetes. And we really do want the voices we heard tonight to be the loudest voice. We also want people to feel empowered and to have the tools they need to advocate at school, at work, with their treatment team, so that if they don't really like the treatment plan that, you know, their provider has presented, that they feel comfortable and can articulate, well, I don't really like that treatment plan. I want a different one. And this is what I want. And to really preserve and promote the self-determination and dignity of everyone, whether they have a behavioral health condition or a disability or not. And so we do work with folks around advocacy at the local level, at IEP meetings for special education, in their healthcare setting, and then big advocacy in front of a legislative committee or with a senator.
And a lot of the comments were from people that had gone through treatment. So it was, a lot of it was about addiction issues. What were some things that you took away from that you think will help move forward with some of your initiatives?
One of the things the boards have prioritized in the overarching reform of the Medicaid health system, both behavioral health and primary care, is access to treatment as close to home as possible. And what you heard tonight from people was having access to effective, evidence-based treatment in my home community, or at least my hub community, meant I got treatment. If I had had to go to Anchorage, I would have never gotten help. And so the boards have worked really hard to bring that experience and that knowledge to statewide policymakers, so that as they work through these reforms, they understand that we will need to invest in capacity around the state. And that when we do, people benefit. And like you heard tonight, people are employed, they're able to parent, they're able to give back by moving into the field and offering treatment services or treatment supports themselves. I think that that's one of the big things to take away from what we heard tonight, is the importance of access to the right level of care as close to home as possible.
And what are you looking forward to getting feedback on and delivering information on tomorrow and on Thursday?
So we have two sessions tomorrow that feature folks from Bethel and around the region. One is focused on the opportunities and challenges related to behavioral health and criminal justice here in the region. And we heard a little bit about that today around alcohol and opioids. So we'll have representatives from law enforcement, the VPSOs, the treatment system, and we will have the opportunity to really learn and have a discussion with them about what's going on in the region, what's working well and what's not, and where we can make some improvements. And then we have a session with youth and organizations that serve youth in the region. They're part of our service population, and we want to hear directly from them